How does something like this come together, and what does it mean to you being the host of NFL Live?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously feel like I'm being corny here, but it really is a dream come true for me because I just always, you know, have wanted to cover the NFL. I've always thought if I could continue on in college football, which I also love too, that would be the absolute perfect situation to be able to do college football and NFL at the same time. And thankfully, that's what I'm tasked with doing. And so I'm really excited. It would be great anyway, but the fact that I'm getting to do this with some of my favorite people, Marcus Spears, Dan Orlovsky, Keyshawn Johnson, Mina Kimes, who I gave credit to earlier for the very clever Red Velvet Cakes name, and she has so many funny things that she brings to the table, but she's also a great NFL analyst. To put that team together and just a group of people that I enjoy being with anyway, I feel really fortunate about that. We're just excited to, you know, bring everybody the latest information and also teach a lot. Dan Orlovsky, if you haven't seen him, and you can find a lot of these on Twitter, but his breakdowns, his X's and O's breakdowns, and the tape that he breaks down is so educational every single time. It actually makes you watch the game differently. And then you get the big Swagoo and Marcus Spears, who brings such personality to the table. So we're excited to just start this show and you know, to talk football. I mean, look, obviously, and I know you guys deal with this too right now in sports media, you've got to talk about everything else that's going on. And I think there's a lot of us that as sports fans and football fans, we want to talk about the game and we want to talk about what's happening in one of the most fascinating NFL seasons that I can remember in recent history. So I think there's a lot to really be looking forward to.
You mentioned the cast of characters on that show, which I think is going to be fantastic. But we were talking earlier about how excited we were that there's, you know, female host, female on the set. Like, is it wrong for us to be like excited? Shouldn't that just be accepted and not a thing?
No. Well, first of all, I appreciate that you're excited about that because we are too. And I think, you know, it's just about kind of making steps along the way and, you know, being happy with the progress. Like, I'm never going to sit here and say, oh man, you know, I've been so wronged as a woman in this business, because I think while there have been some moments that haven't been great, there have also been some great moments, and this is one of them. And so I think we celebrate it that way. And it's really important to me that, you know, Mina is treated not as a woman NFL analyst, but just as an NFL analyst. And she's somebody that I think has consistently proven her worth there and her deservedness of this role. And so that's what we're there to spotlight. And that's my job too, as the host of the show. So like I said, I'm glad that you guys are excited, and it's not wrong to be excited. And I think that's great. And we're just going to keep continuing to try to pave the way for more women to be involved, not only from the standpoint of, you know, being analysts on television talking about football and other sports, but even from a coaching standpoint and from just being involved in the game. I think it's it can be a unique perspective and a unique skill set to bring to the table.
It's the voice of Laura Rutledge from ESPN here on Cofield and Company. What do you think of our Raiders? Can they actually win 9-10 games, make the playoffs?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you guys have to understand, I am a little bit partial to the Raiders because this past season I was supposed to be doing Monday Night Football, the opening game, and then I actually was too pregnant to do it, and my doctors wouldn't let me do it, which the wonderful Diana Rossini filled in, and she was awesome. But so I went to Raiders camp, and this was, of course, when we thought maybe Antonio Brown was going to be on the team and all that, but all that to say that I really felt like there were so many bright spots on the team even at that point. And I think that remains to be the case coming into this year. And so, look, there's going to be a lot of excitement around the team. I love the Vegas feel to everything. I think Gruden is awesome. I don't know if this is going to be the year, guys, but you're getting closer, right? Like, we need a couple more years. Gruden's got that long contract. He's got some time, and I know that's not what fans want to hear, but I do think that it allows for a little bit of flexibility in the way that you approach building a roster and the way that you approach some of this. So I'm excited about the Raiders in the future, and I don't think that we are that far away from them being, you know, championship caliber and being considered for, you know, one of these teams that are going to be a favorite in the postseason. And so, like I said, I don't know that it's this year, but I wouldn't rule it out in the next few years, which I think we can say is progress. But I know Raiders fans are like, shut up, because we want it to be right now.